Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning. Kicking off another big week here in the Moab community. Grateful, as always, to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor and a great deal of fun. I want to share with you something that I talked to an awesome audience this past weekend when I spoke at an event in Las Vegas. I was talking to them about the power of approaching your business the way we used to approach our missions as naval aviators. In order to execute complex and critical missions, you got to pre-flight. You got to pre-flight your business, you got to pre-flight your dream. A degree of detailed preparation is necessary in order to execute at the highest level possible. You see, here's the thing about flying airplanes, especially military combat airplanes. Our missions were arduous and complicated. There was no way you could just go kick the tires and light the fires, as they say. It was all about being as prepared as you could be in the shortest amount of time and then executing with precision. So in order for us to have that level of preparation, we would get an intel brief. The intelligence officer would come in and talk to us about the target, talk to us about the threat, talk to us about the environment, talk to us about everything we needed to know right up to the moment we were going to take off. Without that intel brief, we were going in blind. We had no idea what we were executing on. We didn't know anything about the target, the enemy. We didn't even know about the coalition forces in the area. So we had to have that intel brief. That intel brief told us everything about not just the target, not just about the people we were operating with, our allies and our friends, but it also told us how we had to be prepared as a flight crew. Now, you also got a weather brief. And really, any pilot that goes flying, whether it's a combat mission or just a standard flight around their neighboring area, has to have a weather brief. A pilot never goes flying without a weather brief. You want to know what the weather's doing because you're flying in this big liquid medium called air, right? And if you've got cold fronts or warm fronts blowing through, if you've got weather like, you know, thunderstorms or anything that could obscure your vision, you want to know that that stuff's coming. You want to know where it is, the altitude. You want to know what the winds are going to be doing and so on and so forth. So weather plays everything, plays a huge role into your ability to execute and accomplish the mission. Of course, you got to get your gear on. You do the walk around where you actually inspect the aircraft physically. Then you do your pre-flight planning where you basically talk to ATC, submit a written report as to the direction of flight, how high you're going to fly, the direction you're going to fly, and so on and so forth. Then once you do the walk around, you do the pre-flight, you do all that stuff, you do the run-ups, you start the engine, you get all the systems online, you check and make sure your generators, your oil systems, your fuel systems, everything's working as you want it to. There was power in this kind of routine. It sounds like a lot. When people say to themselves, wow, you know, is that what it takes just to get the airplane off the ground? The answer is absolutely yes. But here's the power in this kind of routine. It gave us as the air crew that confidence and that certainty. It gave us some stability and ensured everybody was on the same page. Now imagine this. What if you applied this to your business? What if you could go into any given day that you're working your business and have that certainty that the actions you were going to take, that the time, the money, the resources that you invest would have a chance at coming back to you? 1, 2, 3, maybe 10-fold. Would it be worth it to you to put in a little bit of extra time to pre-flight your business? If you are somebody who says, no, JT, I just want to go take my chances, I want to fly by the seat of my pants, then I'm going to say to you, best of luck, and it was great having you here on the call. We'll talk to you another time. You can go ahead and log off. But if you're somebody who's serious about your success, you're ready to take it to the next level, and you want to be as prepared as you can without feeling overprepared, without delaying your success through procrastination and unnecessary getting ready to get ready, then let's talk about how to get you ready with a pre-flight brief. First and foremost, you got to do the intel and the weather brief. What that means is the night before, take a look at your schedule. plan out your day. I was just talking to one of my clients about this last week. She's very organized. She's detail-oriented. And so for her, it's not a problem to do a night-before look-ahead. I recommend you do the same. Here's the question that you need to be asking yourself as you're looking at your schedule, as you're planning out your day for your business. What are your objectives? What are the possible barriers to your success? And what are your contingencies to get through those barriers? See, this is the part that's a little more varsity, a little more graduate level, if you will. The amateur business owner and entrepreneur is flying by the seat of their pants. They're not thinking about what could go wrong because, heaven forbid, we don't want to manifest negativity. But you see, a professional knows. A professional knows they have to think through what could possibly go wrong so they can plan for those contingencies. They can think through them. What happens if the ad doesn't convert? What happens if we don't split test our page? What happens if that client meeting that we have set up for noon falls through? What if the client runs late? What if they have to reschedule? How do we flex to that? What if they say no? What are our backups to their objections? When you do the intel and weather brief in an airplane, it gives you that ability to sort of see into the future, to get your brain wrapped around the mission. And it's the same in your business. If you're not doing this little intel brief and getting a lay of the land and the feel for the environment, just like you would with the intel brief and the weather brief, then you're really tying your shoelaces together and setting yourself up for a fall. If, on the other hand, you're asking yourself, what are the objectives? What are we here to get done? What is it our goals are for the day? What are the possible barriers to our success? What could possibly go wrong? And what are our contingencies to maneuver around those? When you think like that, you think strategically and you set yourself up to win. Next, you got to do the flight plan. Now listen, you guys have been following long enough. You know that my book, Flight Plan to Success, lays out a pretty detailed plan on how to plan out a successful plan for your business. But it's about setting your goals and your intentions first thing in the morning, knowing exactly what it is you want to achieve. Giving yourself an outline for the day. Instead of letting the day seize you or being seized by the day, you go out and carpe diem. You seize the day. If you script it out, if you map it out, whatever works for you, draw the pictures, connect the dots, however it looks for you, you will give yourself the ability to mentally rehearse the day before executing on the day. And therefore, you will capitalize on every opportunity that comes your way because you will have given yourself that chance to think through it beforehand. So you got to do some level of flight planning. I teach people to work their way backwards. I say, what is your ideal situation? What would you love to have as your outcome? And then you work your way backwards to where you are right now so you can think through all the steps that you have to take in order to get there. And that, when I say think through all the steps, I don't mean every single one of them, but the most pertinent, the 5 to 10 critical steps that will help you achieve and execute with precision. Next, you want to do a walk around. Now listen, a walk around on an airplane is where the pilot is literally walking around the aircraft, checking the stabilizers, checking the ailerons, checking the elevators, checking the landing gear, checking all the components of the airplane physically, putting their hands on the airplane, touching it, looking for oil leaks or fluid leaks, looking for any cracks or any kind of dings, anything that could possibly act as a barrier to safety or the inability for the aircraft to perform at its best. And every pilot does this every time they fly any aircraft. Doesn't matter whether it's a fighter jet, a helicopter, or just a civilian commuter plane, a pre-flight walk-around is essential for the air crew, the pilot, to know that the aircraft they're getting ready to fly is more than capable to execute the mission. What about your business? What kind of a walk-around can you do with your business? Does this mean that you have to inspect your laptop or take a look at your phone before you call? Not necessarily, but maybe. You know, maybe you're checking to make sure it's charged or checking to make sure you've got the internet connection. But I think, really, what the walk-around should look like is this. You should do the walk-around inspection of your mindset. How are you thinking today? How are you feeling? Are you hydrated? Are you rested? Or are you feeling a little bit down? Now is the time to tune in to how you're feeling about business, about life, about yourself, about your mission. This is the time where you give yourself that affirmative self-talk that says, I got this. I can do this. This is going to be an awesome day. Let's make it happen. This is where you give yourself that ability to visualize not just the outcome you want, but visualize yourself executing with confidence, executing with certainty, having a clear mind, a sharp mind, and the ability to have an open heart to receive the opportunities that come your way. You see, when you tune your brain in for success, your body will follow. When you give yourself that chance to be your best by doing that pre-flight walk around of your mind, your psychology, you will set yourself up for greatness. But if you want to fly by the seat of your pants and just kind of show up and take it as it is, best of luck to you. I highly suggest you do this. I used to do it before I flew the airplane, and I do it still in my business. It's so important to do that pre-flight walk around for your brain, your mentality, your psychology, and your mindset. And finally, a pilot always does run-ups. They get the engine up online. They do what's called a wipeout, where they turn the stick left and right, up and down, to make sure that all the control surfaces are doing what they're supposed to do. There's no binding. There's nothing bent or broken. And the same goes for your business. Give yourself that healthy start, that ability to wake up, refreshed, recharged, ready to go, grab a good bite to eat, get yourself hydrated. Give yourself that opportunity to step out on the best foot possible, my friend. That's what this is all about. Just like you would do the pre-engine run-ups or the pre-flight run-ups on your engine, on your aircraft, you're doing the same thing on yourself. Rehearse the sales pitch. Rehearse, go through one more iteration of the blog post before you hit send, and then go. Press send, press enter, press call, press whatever it is that you need to do to execute on the mission. Make it happen. Here's the deal. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you tolerate. And more importantly, you get what you prepare for. Results are driven by execution, and execution is driven by preparation. We're not talking about over-preparing. We're not talking about being ready to get ready. We're talking about establishing a belief pattern. We're talking about establishing a foundation where we have a full understanding of what we're going to do. We almost see the day happen before it happens. When we do that night before planning, we look ahead at our schedule. We plan our day. When we ask ourselves, what is the thing that we want to achieve today? What is it we really want to achieve this week? Isn't that an awesome feeling? Instead of hoping we get what we want or taking whatever comes our way, we're basically placing our order. And we're saying, this is the week we're going to close the sale. This is the week we're going to get better conversions. This is the week we're going to get up to that 1,000 leads or 100 leads or just maybe the first lead. But more importantly, when we set ourselves up and say, what are the objectives we want to achieve? What are the possible barriers to our success so that we can pivot around those? Now we have the confidence of a military aviator. Now we have the confidence to execute in our business the way we would execute on a combat mission. And while there is no comparison to combat and running a business, I have to say that the preparation is key and essential, and it is very similar. Set that flight plan up by writing out your goals, your intentions first thing. Outline your day, script out, map out whatever you have to do in order to have a visual representation of how you're going to structure your day and even your week. Do your walk around with your mindset. Get yourself prepared mentally. Give yourself that affirmative self-talk. Visualize how you're going to execute, not just what you want, but what you're going to do to get it. And then give yourself that strong, healthy start. Rehearse it and go. My friend, here's the great news. All you have to do is ramp up your preparation just a little bit. I promise you this. If you do it in earnest, if you do it with intention, and if you do it with consistency, you will see almost an immediate spike in your productivity and your results. So get out there and pre-flight your dream. Make it happen right now, today, and every single day. And go fly high, fast, and far this instant with your business. This is your day. Go make it happen. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.